After James Henry Trotter had been living with his aunts for 3 whole years, there came a morning when something rather peculiar happened to him. And this thing, which, as I say, was only rather peculiar, soon caused a second thing to happen which was very peculiar. And then the very peculiar thing, in its own turn, caused a really fantastically peculiar thing to occur. It all started on a blazing hot day in the middle of summer. Aunt Sponge, Aunt Spiker, and James were all out in the garden. James had been put to work, as usual. This time he was chopping wood for the kitchen stove. Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker were sitting comfortably in deck chairs nearby, sipping tall glasses of fizzy lemonade and watching him to see that he didn't stop working for one moment.
I must have more time, sir.
More time?
Yes, sir. I'm working on the Hackney coaches till I don't know what o'clock, just to make ends meet, and the husband is doing his bit too. Another fortnight and we'll be able
to... 2 days, Mrs. Bonnyface. £7.03 and 6. I can make no exceptions.
I cannot do it, sir. And if I cannot pay, I shall go to prison.
Pray, do not let me detain you. You will be able to provide your own transportation, at least.
For Christ's sake, Mr. Scrooge, show mercy.
Get off!
It's Christmas. For the sake of him, whose name we honour, show a little charity.
Get off, you ridiculous little woman!